That's our rain. Time for Lemonette. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are now in the circus business and have acquired a third partner, Squire Skinner. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows on their way over to the circus grounds for a meeting with the Squire. Listen.
Well, what does the Squire want to see us about, Lum?
I don't know. He called us to order and said for me to get you and come on over here to the circus grounds.
Huh.
Said he wanted to talk over a few things.
Oh. Well, I'll hand old Squire one thing. He's a worker. I notice him and Cedric's been working over there in that tent ever since we hired him.
Yeah, he knows the circus business backwards and forwards. Ain't no doubts about that. He's got some good ideas, too.
Oh, yes, he has. He has.
Just as long as he can't get his hands on none of the money, I can't see no way for him to beat us out of nothing.
Darn, no. Me and you can look after the business end of it, but on the other hand, I don't see how we can get along without Squire neither, long. He says he's going to make a real circus out of this thing, sideshows and everything.
Sideshow?
That's what he was telling me.
Well, how's he going to do that? All them performers that was with the circus before has quit.
Yeah, I know it, but he says he's going to get some new ones. Said he's going to have a sword faller and a far eater and a tattooed man, bearded lady and a fat woman. He sent me over to see the Widow Abernathy yesterday to see if she wouldn't be the fat woman.
The Widow Abernathy?
Yeah. And did she get mad? Why, I never got such a tongue lashing in my life as that woman did.
Well, I don't blame her.
Well, she run me clean off the place. She's the highest, strangest one woman I ever seen in my life. I don't know what was wrong with her.
Well, you crazy ape, you ought to had more sense than to ever try to harm her.
Well, Lum, I told her I was going to pay her money.
You know how catchy she is about being fat, though.
Well, hey, what did you call me?
Ape, I said.
Oh,
yeah, I allowed you know the Widder better than that.
Well, I sure do now.
We might get Effie Phillips.
Effie, huh?
Yeah, she'll kick them scales up to around 390 pounds herself.
Oh, she's big, yeah. I forgot about her. But I know one thing. I ain't going to be the one to ask her.
About three axe handles across the back.
Yeah, oh, she's a big woman.
Oh, well, she ain't catchy about her size. The body can josh her about it after getting her back up.
Yeah, she does josh about it.
She says herself she's the fattest woman in the county.
But that squire will have her covering more territory in just one county. She joins up with that circus. He'll say she's the fattest woman in the world.
Oh, yeah. Squire said for us to come right on over, huh? Said he'd be right here, but I don't see him nowhere. Do you?
No, looking around here, sure don't. Maybe he's on the inside the tent lawn.
Yeah. Granny's just quiet around here, ain't it?
It sure is. I will be glad when we get ready to open up for business.
Yeah, I wonder where he's going to get a far eater and a tattooed man.
I don't know. He said he could harm, advertise, he said, for him.
Yeah, I reckon you could find him that. There ain't nobody around town, though, that's going to eat any far. I'll send him that.
No, not that I know of. No, no.
Wait a minute. Yonder he is.
Huh?
Back there at the far end of the tent.
Oh, yeah. Looks like he's doing some painting back there.
Oh, I see. Look at the signs around here.
Well, great. I know.
Yeah, it's looking better already. Got surrounding signs around over the different cages. Tells what they are, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, looky there, Lum. He's painted one of the elephants white. Look.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said the other day he was going to whitewash one of them. See the sign there? Only white elephant on exhibition in the world today.
Huh.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. What's he going to do if it rains, though? Get that elephant out in a parade and it starts to rain, that whitewash will come right off of there.
Yeah, I don't much believe that's going to work.
No, sir.
Anyway, I don't feel just right about misrepresenting nothing that way.
Well, just to be honest, I don't either, Mom. We ought to tell the truth.
Yeah, all right.
If we can make anything at all at it.
I think we better speak to Squire about that.
Yeah.
Look at that. According to the sign there, that other elephant's the biggest one in the world.
Well, I never know that.
Every circus I ever seen in my life had the biggest elephant in the world.
Yeah. What's this cage over here? Here's some stuff I never even know we had. Let me get my glasses on here.
That's the monkey thing.
Well, that's where we've been keeping them, but according to that sign there, there's something else. There's one dangaroo there. And,
That's dangerous.
Huh?
Dangerous.
Oh, I wondered what in the world that was. Four or five names up there. G-O-R-I-L-L-A.
Oh, a gorilla.
Orangey tinge. Why, dead blame you lum airs, I ought to beat the daylights out of you.
Wait a minute, for goodness sake, what's the matter with you?
So did you take that back?
Don't be swinging at me.
Well, you just take that back. You can't stand up there and call me no such a name as that. Put your dukes up.
What are you talking about? What came over you? I ain't called you nothing. I ain't said a word to you. I was just standing here.
You called me an ape a while ago.
When did I call you an ape?
Just a while ago, just before we come to camp there. Put your dukes up.
Well, you're a long time getting mad about it. I done forgot about it.
Well, I just now found out what they look like. There's what you call me sitting right there in that cage.
Oh, well, that ain't nothing to get mad about, Abner.
According to that science fire's got up there, too.
Well, I never meant nothing by it.
Well, ain't nobody gonna call me no such a name as that and get by with it.
All right, then, I'll take it all back.
Yes, sir, take her back.
From now on, I'll call you a baboon instead of an ape.
Well, all right, but don't you call me no ape again.
Well, now, there's something I never knowed.
What's that?
That's the only Siberian possum in captivity.
Well, I do. Let me take a better look at that thing.
Ain't that the one you swapped off of Homer Jenkins?
Why, sure it is. His dogs treat it right down there back at his place. I bet old Homer never knowed he was an extra that way. He never would have dealt him off to me. Imagine having a Siberian possum and not even knowing it.
Well, I ain't no more of a Siberian possum than you are.
What did you say?
That I am, then, Granny.
That's better. Don't care what you call yourself.
Well, you're just getting catchy.
I ain't no such a thing. I just don't like to be called names.
Now, that's another misrepresent. Hey, Squire, come up here a minute.
What's it? Oh, well, howdy do there, gentlemen. Howdy do. I never saw you come in.
We just tell him right now we don't want to say nothing about these animals. It ain't so.
No, I'd rather tell the truth, I believe.
It looks like you've been putting up some signs here, Squire.
Yes, I have one. Have to put signs over the cages telling what the animals are, you know, or half the people would never know what they're looking at.
Well, it's a good idea, except I believe we ought to stick more to the truth.
The truth? In the circus business?
Yeah, such things as that white elephant up there, for instance. I just don't feel right about it.
Yeah, we better wash that whitewash off of him, Squire. We don't want to say nothing about nothing. It ain't so.
Well, all right, it sure so. If you say take it off, I'll take it off. But he's a big attraction, man. That sign just says he's a white elephant. And if he ain't white, I'd like to see one it is.
Well, now, this possum here, too, that ain't no Siberian possum. It was caught right down there on the Homer Jenkins' place.
Oh, yeah. That's just a fancy name for him, love. I didn't say he came from Siberia.
Yeah, that's right.
Not like this sacred cow. You know, there are certain tribes of people that consider all cows sacred. No, I wouldn't misrepresent anything, man. I've got my reputation to think of, you know.
Well, of course, I don't know nothing about the circus business, but me and Admiral's always tried to be honest and upright in all of our dealings, and we just don't want to misrepresent nothing.
Well, for the land's sake, where did this varmint come from? Oh, here, Lum, look at this.
What is it?
Oh, yes, that's something new, man. I just added that to the collection a while ago. There is going to be the greatest attraction of them all.
Well, I'll be damn blame. That's the awfulest looking varmint I've ever seen in my whole life.
Dog is hit to sleep, whatever it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't get too close to him there, Abner. He might break out of that cage.
Well, gentlemen, that is the wild man from Borneo. The only genuine wild man on exhibition today. Brought to this country from the darkest jungles of Africa. He's wild. He's savage. He's the most dangerous beast to be found in the world today.
Granny Squire, I don't believe it hurt none to sort of put up some extra bars around that cage there.
Doggy, there's a nature boy if I ever seen one. I'd hate to meet up with one of them things in the road. Where in the world did you get such a critter as that, Squire?
Well, never mind where I got him, Abner. He's here. That's the main thing.
Wait a minute. I believe you woke him up there. Come back from that cage, Abner.
Can a feller talk to him, Squire?
Well, yes, Abner, but he can't understand a word you say. He speaks only a language of the jungle.
Squire, if that thing ever got loose around here, the people of Pine Ridge would be scattered all over the United States. We never would get them gathered up again.
Well, don't worry, Lon. He won't get loose. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, look at him blinking them eyes. Oh, he looks smart now, like a human. Believe I'll say something to him. Howdy do, sir. Howdy.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Granny, wait a minute. Who said that?
Hi, doggies. He knows me.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Long. I sure fooled you fellas, didn't I? That's a gooder known you.
Why, it's Cedric.
Yes, now you've done it, Cedric. I told you, whatever you do, never to speak to anybody that comes into this cage. You can't understand a word of the English language.
Nag. Everybody's always nagging at me. Even my third grade teacher nags me. get to school on time, get my lessons, get a shave. Now I can't even talk to my friends.
Well, we hope the wild man from Borneo can be excused from the third grade long enough to take care of his circus duties.